This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Montana COVID-19 vaccination dashboard data is updated weekly every Friday. As of Friday, May 20th, 2022, Montana reports 276,192 confirmed COVID-19 cases, with 1,065 new cases of coronavirus infection reported in the last week. 324 new cases in Gallatin County. That's Bozeman, Montana State University, Big Sky. 180 new cases in Missoula County, Missoula and the University of Montana. 116 new cases in Yellowstone County, Billings and the Crow Indian Reservation. 102 new cases in Flathead County, Kalispell Whitefish, and more new cases in 42 more Montana counties. The number of active coronavirus cases in Montana as of last week was 1,242. 3,385 people have died in Montana of COVID-19. Nationwide, more than a million Americans have died. There have been 83,200,000 cases of coronavirus in the U.S. and counting. COVID-19 infections are on the rise, with most U.S. states reporting an increase in cases. According to the CDC, the highly contagious BA.2.1.21 subvariant of Omicron is now the dominant strain of coronavirus nationwide. Health experts say we are dealing with an extremely contagious subvariant. The original Omicron variant was already more contagious than Delta and previous variants. Then came BA.2, a subvariant of Omicron that was more contagious than Omicron, and now an offshoot of BA.2 called BA.2.1.21 that appears to be even more transmissible. A more transmissible variant means that the activities we thought were relatively safe before are now higher risk. Also, people previously infected with Omicron have some degree of protection against the new subvariant. Those not previously infected are now more susceptible. Fortunately, it does not appear that this variant causes more severe disease in most people, and the vaccine and first booster still provide good protection against hospitalization and death for those who do become infected. If people test positive for COVID-19, whether with their own home test, with a positive result, or from a PCR test, they should immediately isolate. If people positive for COVID are at home, they should isolate in a room away from others. If at work, they should put on an N95 mask to transit through public areas and head home, ideally in their own vehicles. People with COVID, especially with the latest, most highly contagious strains, need to be isolated for at least 5 days. That means not being in the same room at home with people they live with and not going to work in person. The CDC says that after the 5th day of isolation, if a person has no fever and symptoms are improving, he or she can go into public spaces as long as they wear a well-fitting mask the entire time. Many public health experts recommend testing out of isolation as an additional level of precaution that also reduces inconvenience. 2 negative tests, at least a day apart, may indicate someone can come out of isolation, but they should still mask around others. Even with symptoms diminishing, a person remains contagious. A Pennsylvania teenager broke a track and field record that stood for almost 60 years. Gary Martin, a senior at Archbishop Wood High School, ran a mile in under 4 minutes without a pacer, becoming the first high schooler to do so since Jim Ryan in 1965. Martin pulled it off at the Pennsylvania Catholic League Championship, crossing the finish line at an official 3:57.98. Martin said seeing everyone at the meet cheer him on and see him break the record was a great moment. A few high schoolers have run a sub-4-minute mile since Ryan in 1965, but all of those records came with a little bit of help. 3 other high schoolers broke 4 minutes in a high school-only race, but they all used pacers to help hold their speed. Martin is the only runner to naturally break 4 minutes without a pacer. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.